Okay, let's start from page 247, Hosea, Paragimel. We are in the middle of these first three psukim. We're in the middle of the first three psukim and describing what's going to be the times of the Yimos HaMashiach. And we learned yesterday different ideas from the Abarbanel, from the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh mentioned the last thing that we were really fascinated with is this idea, the difference between what's going to happen. A bocher has a nevuah. Yaakov Avinu, when he's sleeping, a chaloim, and a married man has a vision. So here it says over here. So okay, he gave us the hakdama to what he's about to tell us now. Now let's see where we're up to. Let's start with Cambridge 247, the Mincha Gedolah on the right side, towards the bottom, the right column. There are two massive columns in the Mincha Gedolah, and we are on the column on the right side. And let's start from where it says, let's go right in the middle, let's go on the middle of the column. V'novoy el ho'inyan. Okay, let's now go, Omar, V'novoy el. Now let us come to explain what is this, the depth of the psukim that we, the three psukim that we have learned. Okay, one more time. Page 247, Mincha Gedolah, there are two columns. The column on the right side, V'novoy el ho'inyan. Omar, ki achar kein shu achar doros. Does everyone have that? It's smack in the middle. Smack in the middle of the right column on 247. V'novoy el ho'inyan. Second, now, so it's V'novoy omar ki achar kein shu achar doros ho'elu shu b'moys ha'moshiach yilo yishofich shefa nivui al gol ador shal. We do this part. Okay, let's just read that one of the first principles was that in times of Mashiach, then in earlier times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow ordinary people to be nene from the overflow of Nevuah that he pours out upon the Gedolei Hador. But in times of Mashiach, each individual will merit his own channel of prophecy. Lo yishofech shefa nevui El God Gedol Hador Shal Yodo Yechazoy Nifrat Slashleim Shabidar. Rather, Ki Im Eshbech Esruchi Al Kol Basar. Ki Kulam Yu Shleimim Zaki Echos. Every individual will be purified. Vuhu Ki Tiposek Zuhamasan Gefen Yesh Yekulam Muchonim Linove. Like we learned yesterday, that the Zuhama will be removed. Kemaforosh at Slainu Al Hasogas Hoimdim Al Har Sinai Shal Shaposka Zuhamasan Libu Kulam Panim. V'yaz find it's like we learned that when Har Sinai, the Zuhama, the filth, was removed, and thus we were able to communicate, to have a revelation directly from Hashem. V'yaz then, v'nibu, b'neichem, v'nosechem, v'hu shlo yikre'em, k'oila, al ruach ha'omer, ma zeyel loven l'kish. It's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be a novelty that a person will be able to give over prophecy like it was in the time of the Nevi'im, when Shaul, when he was giving over prophecy, his friends were shocked. This person who went to us with Cheder and was a troublemaker and played all the games like us, and he merits prophecy. It was shocking why one person was able to become a prophet. But in times of Mashiach, that's not going to be a shock. Every person is going to be purified. Their neshama will be pure, and it will not be a surprise to witness individuals be prophets.
But now, it's said that prophecy is given to fools and children.
Today, right, that's Chazal say, prophecy is fools and children. That's true. So what does that mean exactly? What does that mean exactly? According to what Mincha Gedol is saying, is maybe what it means is that even fools and children are able to pick up the spillover.
I think Rav Schwab says, because they don't say sheker.
Children, they say it the way it is. From the mouth of babes. Right? They say it the way it is. Interesting. They see things in a different light. That's definitely true. Okay, but perhaps we can say, based upon what we learned over here, is that today, what it means that fools and zakenim, what it means is that even people, in order to merit prophecy today, all you need to do is to latch on to a great person. A great person has his special channel of prophecy, and that overflows. And when it overflows, it goes down. An ordinary person is able to pick up to be nene from the overflow. But when times is that, so that's even a person who is a fool or a child who has no connection whatsoever to prophecy, if he is in the right place in the right time, he'll be able to latch on to the prophecy of a very great person. But in the times of Mashiach, it's not going to be like that. In order to merit prophecy, you have to stand on your own. You have to merit. Okay. They thought that that his father Kish, that's where it came from. Okay, they said because they saw this individual Shaul, and Shaul was the son of Kish, and they said, how could it be that you on your own merit are a prophet? It cannot possibly be. We know who you are. It must be, it's Zuchus Ovis. It must be your father, Kish, is a very holy person, and being that you live in his home, you're Nene from his being in his environment. And that's why they wanted to inquire. It says there in the Pasuk, who is this person's father? Because it cannot be that this individual, he merits prophecy in his own right. It has to be that his prophecy is coming from another source. But in the future, it's not going to be like that. In the future, it's going to be not telling the in the future, it's not going to be dependent upon the father. And that's how the Minhag Gedolah brilliantly learned Pshat in the Pasuk. V'nibu b'neichem uvnoseichem. Even your sons and your daughters, meaning not in your merit. Let us focus the attention of prophecy on the children themselves. In ancient times, when a person would be a prophet, they would say, you're a prophet? Can't be. It must be, it's only in the merit of your father. Your father, it's chus ovois. But in the future, they're not going to come on to zuchus ovois to be a prophet. You'll merit to be a prophet. The b'neichem uvnoseichem in their own right will be prophets. Gam she'enchem nevim, you b'neichem uvnoseichem nevim, ki loy ba'ovois atotol yadover, ki im b'kdushas ha'am, the people themselves, she'm b'kdushasam te'are ba'aretz ruach Hashem, due to their own kedusha, Hashem will pour out his sanctity.
By
part of Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael will be holy. The Oz and them, Zignechen. Now here is very, very frightened. Ha-perushim me'isha, chaloimos ya-chaloimun, ba-churechem, ba-alei-noshim, chez-yoinois ha-mis-damim, l'ktsos nevim, kitre ha-sago, yiru b'ferish, v'lochi z'yon mi-hadam, a real vision, and not just a vision from imagination, mistameh bilvat. Okay, so he said over here a mouthful. He explains over here something very shocking, and I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means exactly. What he's saying over here is that the zakenim, the elders, that being that, I don't know what this means, that at this time in their life, even though they're married, but they're not intimate, they're poirish minish shehem. I don't know why that's so, but that's what it says over here. That's what he's saying over here. He's saying a very interesting pshat, that the elders, the zakenim, they are portion. They're not with their wives, the derech ishus, in that matter. Therefore, they have the status like a bochur, like a person who is not married. And a person who's not married, we learned yesterday, Yaakov Avinu, when he had his vision, he was not yet married. Vayachaloim. We learned yesterday the difference between a married person and a person that's not married. A person who's married, his vision is called a mare. A one who's not married, their vision is in the terms of a chaloim. What's the difference exactly? I have no idea. But he's saying something which is very disturbing, at least to me. I mean, I don't really. Moshe was parish meishtai. That was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because he needed to be
on standby 24/7.
Right.
Okay, but it doesn't say anywhere. And Chazal said he was unique. There's no person in this world that's on standby 24/7.
Right.
So what does it mean that the Zekanim, they're poiresh minish shehem? Does that just mean that it's the mitzias, that a person when he's 100 years old, he doesn't have the Yetzirah and it's not necessary? Is that what it means? I don't know. Or does it mean, like you're saying, or does it mean that they become like Moshe Rabbeinu, is that they're on standby 24/7? I have no idea what this means.
Well, there is an idea.
Yeah.
Okay,
to decline.
That you are more into
spirituality.
And less into Gashmi.
Right.
General. So that.
Okay, but there are still.
Could be a Havana.
But as long as you're alive. You're Haneg Bohemid Derecherts. I don't know. I really don't know. I have really no idea what this means. Okay, so it's not. There's an Isra of Yichud with someone who's 100 years old also. The laws of Yichud don't go away just because the person has a Yetzirah to the very, very end. So what does this mean?
Even if someone's ugly, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. Whatever. So what? So
a lot of people like ugly women.
Whatever this means. Let's not. Whatever this means. But he's saying over here a chiddush that is definitely, at least from my very limited perspective, very hard to swallow. The reason why it says the word chaloimos by a zokain is because they are parshim from their wives. And thus they are similar to a bachur who has no wife. And therefore the correct term for such a person is a chaloim, not a mare. The young people, the bachur and the bachurim and the children, the sons and the daughters who are young and are and do engage in activity with their wives. Therefore, they are the ones who we use the term the chizoyoin. And he points out over here, not a chizoyoin of dimyoin. He's making a very interesting point. There's a chizoyoin of vision, which is imagination, which is fantasy, which may not necessarily be authentic, may be correct. And then there's something called the chizoyoin, which is the term of yiru. It's clear as day. And the other point he makes is that the reason why we mention b'neichem uv'noisechem is we have to contrast this nevuah with the nevuah of Shaul. Just like we find by Shaul when he was giving over prophecy, people right away, the first thing they said was, who is his father? Because they said to themselves, cannot be that you on your own can merit such a level of spirituality. It has to be that you are living off, you're attaching yourself to the coattails of someone greater than you. Someone else's dividend, some trust fund. You're living off someone else's trust fund. It cannot be that you are reached this level. And that's why they question, who is this person's father? But Limos HaMashiach, the Pasuk expresses, it's going to be B'neichem uv'noisechem. People are not going to say, who is this person's father? They're going to say, the person, indeed the child, the young man, deserves to give over prophecy in his own merit, because there will be an exalted degree of spirituality that will exist in these times. Okay, further. Now we go to the last line, the very, very last line, the Megillah on the right side. V'gam al ho'avodin. What does the pasuk mean on slaves and maidservants? Kol kach tirbe os hakedusha shafilu lavodim v'shvachos mishulule shoresh miYisrael, who are now. What is that word mishul? I don't know what that word means. Mishulule shoresh miYisrael lo yelohem shefa nevui me hispashtois zulasam v'lo al yidei malach ki im shegam aleihem. I think the word shulu means they are completely denied. These we had a whole discussion on the slaves here.
No,
Jewish.
They're not denied. It's the opposite.
Shulu
being. And it's not indirect in saying it's direct.
But even these people who we would least expect to merit prophecy, because they're not part of Klali, these are goyim. The simple understanding is we're dealing with Kenanim, non-Jews. Who are serving as slaves.
Maybe shulu, like, is like the hem, like,
the shah, the very bottom, the lowest rung, the fringe, the lowest rung of society. The lowest rung of society, and therefore amongst these people, there's the least expectation they should merit prophecy, and yet even upon them Hashem says, I will pour out my spirit. The chol zeh, when will all this happen? Achar bo yoyim Hashem, only Moshe Mashiach, ki mikodim lo adaber rak beremez. The revelation, the open revelation, will only be when Mashiach comes, but in our day and age, when Hashem reveals himself to us through various events, it's only beremez. Ki v'nasati mavsim, that's going to the next pasuk, v'nasati mavsim ba'shamayim uva'aretz.